Will?
That's your soul. You need your Bible, that's your soul. That was like Williams.
It was. He's got a new one.
Well, he tells us what page, and we have to find the page.
Hebrew, Book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Book of Hebrews, chapter 13. You could take this one, the very first verse, and the second and the third, and you can see within the words there that is the reason I believe that Paul wrote the book of Hebrews. But like I said, I would not argue with him but one about who did write it, because I know the one that the main author in it is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. They're the main author in it. And not only that, we also can know too that when we read God's Word, that's when God speaks to us. But I just want to maybe just read two or three verses here, and I want to try to look at something tonight about the excitement. We need to get excited today, more today than we ever have before. But it says, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds and as bound with them, and with them which suffer adversity, and be as being yourself also in the body. Verse 4, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the words of God, whose faith follows considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ is same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meat, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. I want to look at one little phrase right here. And the phrase that I want to look at is here in verse 9. It says, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrine. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. We need to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to speak to us in a way that will speak to our hearts. Yes, and if we don't watch it, sometimes that we can have our mind so fixed on what the preacher is saying or what the Sunday school teacher is teaching or whatever, that we will get so fixed in our mind that we'll forget about the heart. And the heart is starving spiritually. Now, as far as me and you today and the other Christians around that is saved by God's amazing grace, and they've been bought with a price, and that price was nothing but the shed blood that he shed at Calvary, that he shed for me and you. But in knowing that, and in the time that we're living in, it should be the most exciting time for the local church. We should not be surprised of anything that's going on, because we have the Bible. We have the one that told us what's going to happen, when it's about to happen. And he tells us we must look up. And when we look up and we see all these things happening, your redemption is right there. And he's going to carry you through. But the excitement of going to church, I'm excited each and every time that I come to church. I want to be here. I don't know of any other place that I'd rather be at tonight. Because I like to come to church. I like to fellowship with other believers. Because the things that we go through in life each and every day, and the things that we hear and the things that we read about and we watch on TV, it's all negative. There's nothing positive about it. But we can come to church, and yes, we can hear some negative people talking about this and that, and how doom and gloom it's going to get. But we should not talk that way. We should say, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Come quickly. And if we have that in our heart and in our mind to for him to come back quickly, then that, I believe that will motivate us more to do more than what we are doing for the Lord out here and going and telling people and witnessing to people. Now, you know, I believe it was yesterday. I seen on the news, on Fox News yesterday, where now that they still trying to get that clerk up there in Kentucky. They still want to crucify her. They still want to put her in jail. They still want her to lose her job. But there was one individual there that said something that I really liked. They said, she's not going to lose her job. She may lose her position when it comes to man. But if she loses her job over this, she'll pick up another job that's just as important. And the people there in Kentucky, in that city there, and around, I don't think they're going to let her go. I don't think they're going to allow somebody in there going and put her out, because she is standing up for what she believes in. We need to have more people. Here she is, one individual, and she probably has thought about the thing all the time. I'm just one individual. What can one individual do? One individual now. Look what she's done. And she didn't do it for popularity. She didn't do it to where her name would be, I hear on the TV and the newspaper and the radio and all of that. And her getting on these news programs. She didn't do it for that. She done it for the Lord Jesus Christ. She done it for her Savior. And that's the reason we need to get excited. Because when we get excited, then we'll bring an excitement to who? To the people that surround us. You say, well, preacher, wait a minute now. You acting like some of these charismatic type preachers. Well, I'll let you in on a little clue. I mean, I've read, I mean, like I said, I wasn't saved until in the 1980. But I've read some books of the saints of God. I've read after the famous Methodist preacher, the circuit rider, preacher. And he said, people got excited. Why? Because they was coming to church. And you said, well, they didn't have nowhere else to go on Sunday. They didn't have nowhere else to go on that night or whatever. We don't need to put the world before we do God anyhow. But that's what we are doing. Anytime that we stay out of God's house, unless we are sick, unless we're in a hospital, or our body is at the morgue. We should not come up with any kind of excuses for not being in God's house. Because God has made the provision for us to be in His house. He saved my soul to where I would come in and worship Him. That's one reason that I get excited. And I've had people that tell me, says, and they ask me, says, well, how's the church doing down? How's the church doing faith? I said, we're doing fine. I said, Sunday morning, for Sunday school, we had 100%. Had 100% preaching too. They said, that's good. You mean you didn't have nobody out? Nope, sure didn't. Didn't ask me how many we had. I just said we had 100%. And the thing about it is we've got 100% of people that love God, that wants God to do something here at Faith Baptist Church. And we don't have nobody here that's trying to outdo one another. We don't have anybody here that I know of that's trying to keep something stirred up. Because we don't have problems like that. And, you know, and I feel sorry for a whole lot of these pastors right here. I really do. Because the more people you got, the more headaches you got. Shouldn't probably put it that way, but it's basically that's what you're saying. It's because you're not going to have everybody to agree on everything. But one thing about it, the ones that are here, I don't have to worry about it. And y'all know me by now that if I think we need to bring up anything, I'll bring it up and I'm going to let you know what it's going to be. I'm not going to just get up and just say, well, we need to spend this and we need to spend that. No. Because, see, I'm not the only one here. As a matter of fact, the way I look at it, and this is me now, and I know probably y'all going to probably all say a little something different, and I understand. But as far as anything comes up in a business meeting or anything, spending money, anything, I should not even have a vote in it. Because naturally, I'm going to be biased. I'm going to want what I talked to Brother Bill about or what we've discussed or something like that, bring it up to the people. Because you have your sweat and your tears in it. And you have prayed for the church longer than I have, because I wasn't here when y'all was going through the problem, when y'all lost Brother Poovy. And I wasn't here when y'all was going through the transition and trying to get somebody. I wasn't here then. But I can trust y'all to do the right thing. And I know that you'll do the right thing. And I hope that y'all think that I would do the right thing if it had to come down to me in doing it. But I should not have a vote on it, because I am the under shepherd. I'm the one that is supposed to look after you, take care of you. And you know, we see some other things here, and I ain't got but a few more minutes, but a couple more verses. But it says right here in verse 9, it says, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrine. Other words, don't go around and be around the people that's going to talk about this and that, and they don't want to talk about the church at all. And then they got their strange doctrine in it. Should not anything at all be strange about it. If anybody is strange and taking the word right here and saying it, look, well, that's strange. No, this is not strange. Anything besides the King James Bible is strange doctrine. This is not. This is something that will get to your heart. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ is asking us to do today, is to get in His Word. Pray. Study it. Yes, there's some things here I still don't understand. But I'm not going to stay right there on that. I'm not going to harp on just that one little issue that I can't understand. I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on because He told me in the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 26, that in the latter part of that, He says, don't worry about it. You don't already read it, but you read the book. Don't worry about what you don't understand, because when you need it, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to bring it back to your remembrance. And He's going to bring back the scripture. He's going to bring back, well, I know double well. I've read it somewhere. I know it's in the Bible. It's there. I just need to find it. And then when you get to digging, you'll find that verse, and then you'll find a little more. Find a little more hidden nuggets in it. But we need to get excited, because I tell you, after what I heard today about Russia's coming back on the scene, and Obama's made the biggest mistake that he's ever made in his presidency. And that's basically what he told the president of Russia yesterday. I don't know everything he said, but he kind of, yesterday they left the meeting, and both of them was kind of happy. They was both smiling. Well, last year when Obama and the Russian president got together, they weren't smiling then. Because they showed the tape and said, and you could look at it and tell that both of them were so disgusted with each other. Obama don't, he don't want nobody to have hard feelings towards him, especially overseas. I'll say this. I don't see how we will ever see another election as for the President of the United States. I just don't see it. But I know that, it can happen. I know the Lord can, it could be back. He could come back tonight before I even get home. Matter of fact, he could come back before we even get to that door and leave and cut these lights out. Amen. I know that. But yet, it can be 10 years from now. Could be 100 years. I don't know. Myself, I don't believe that it'll be that long. I don't believe it'll be 10 years. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm excited. Yes. Why? Because I'm connected to Jesus Christ and to his family.
Amen.
We can't go wrong. We have to look the Father in heaven. He's my daddy. He's my papa. He's everything he is to me. And then I got an elder brother right there in heaven also, sitting on the right hand of God. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my elder brother. I believe that right there, him being the elder brother, represents the under shepherd of the church. Because I'm supposed to look after you. I'm not supposed to allow anybody to come and run you down or run the church down or talk about you or talk about this or that and everything and say, well, the church ain't gonna know about you. Churches ain't gonna never do anything. They've got a bad testimony or something like that or whatever. I said, well, hey, you say they do. You say the church will never do anything. How about your church? Is theirs doing anything? Are they out here knocking on doors? Are they out here trying to get people in church, trying to get people saved? Or is it Pastor Pat? And the reason he's got the number is because he's preaching from one of these perverted Bibles. It's not the King James. If they ever want to find out what kind of church they got and how many people that they will really have, if they will get up and preach the King James Bible,
preach it like it is. Come to find out, they wouldn't have his problem no more than what we have. Why? They getting them in, why? Because the preacher's up there, it's tickling the ears. Just get them something they want to hear. Oh yeah, I can come to you and I can tell you what you want to hear all day long. But has that helped you any? No, it's hurt you. If that's the only thing that I can give you, is just tell you about God's love and don't ever explain God's wrath. It's going to hurt me because I got to give an account for it, for what I preach. And it's going to hurt you because you didn't receive the truth. I'm excited about.
Amen.
I'm excited about what's going to happen in 2016. Starting out my third year down here. Now, I know that the numbers in the Bible is significant. And I know that everything that's in the Bible is true. I've even had independent Baptist preachers told me that was in this Bible, the King James Bible, there were some lies in the Bible. I said, how can you say that? I said, I'd be so scared. I'd be so scared to the point just to think about it, much less say it. But they, I mean, because they don't believe it. They just don't believe the book. They don't believe it's saved. I mean, I don't think it's saved. They can't be. But I know a preacher friend of mine. He's gone on now. He's with the Lord. And he was a pastor. Matter of fact, he was pastor at Beulah Baptist Church for a while like that until he left. And that was Preacher Hall. Preacher Hall. Now I'll tell you what. He was just as straight along as they come. He'd get in and he'd preach it. And then he'd get, I mean, really. He didn't allow a whole lot of things to go on in his church, down there in the church that he was pastoring. It goes on in a whole lot of independent Baptist churches today, and they were Southern Baptists. But he was telling me that he went to Southern Baptist Convention one year, and he says he He said there was one place he'd never been, and that was New Orleans. And they had the gathering of all the, where all the preachers and the laymen got together and everything. They had it in the New Orleans Saints. The big dome and everything. They had got that. And they said it was packed out. That's what he said. He said it was packed out. He said they had a choir. They built up there where they, you know, where the stage goes up, where the seat goes up and everything. And they kind of roped off so much of the choir and everything. They had to go back up there and rewrote and make it a little larger. And he said he never trained so many people in choir. He said they were the best singing. And he said they sung one song, but with no music at all. And see, some of the people didn't even know who each other was. God, they got to sing. And it just blended in so well. The harmony that they had. But he said the best part about it all, of the whole service and the whole week down there, was the preaching that they had the last day. And the preacher and the woman doing the preaching that day and handling everything that day was Smith. I believe it was. I may be wrong. But he was something high. I mean, he had a position and thing up in the Southern Baptist, all of that and everything. But in saying all of that, he got me preached. And old brother Buddy Hall, he told me, he said, "You'll never believe what he preached." He preached over in John chapter 3. Talking about Nicodemus. He said he preached on four words. Ye must be born again. Five words. Excuse me. You must be born again. But it all says, you know, I preached around that, I preached, you know, the same thing, you must be born again. But he said when he preached, he said, "I've never heard it like that before." And he said he'd give the altar call, and when he gave the altar call, he said people from the choir was coming down. People that was in the auditorium or whatever you want to call it there was set up. They just come down there and said people at the altar now down at the head that said was the altar. He said that people down there was weeping. He said they weren't just crying and they just didn't see a tear. He said, but people was weeping. Some of them was sobbing. And he says, you know, it was something that he had never experienced before. And he said, Brother Smith, he got up and he said, well, he says, did anybody have anything want to say and everything goes after the altar and everything. And says if you do, says you can just raise your hand, you know. Just, you know, thank the Lord for this or that, something like that. He said people just thanking the Lord. People getting saved, dying. But Buddy Hall said it was a preacher dying. They'd been pastoring this church for 16 years. Preacher Smith added, says, I see a hand way over there. I mean, people were out of flock and he couldn't see who it was or nothing like that. The preacher just left his hand up. I mean, he wanted to say something. He said, what you got to say, bro? He said, well, I need to come up on the platform if you don't mind. Because I got some people here that come with me. Danny, I got my deacons down here with me. I got some lay people down here with me. I got some teachers with me. We've got a busload of people to come with us. And says that they need to hear it. He got up out. He says, I have never in my life have I ever heard a message about being born again like I heard tonight. Tears started coming down his eyes, and he said, Brother Smith, when you called me brother over there, you couldn't have called me brother before. I just got saved. And I've been preaching for 16 years at the same church. So he asked him, he said, now what you going to do now? He said, well, he said, I'm going to go back home and I'm going to go back to my church and Sunday morning when I get down on Sunday morning, I'm going to resign as a pastor. He said, because I've been living a life 16 years and I just don't feel like that I need to stay there and do that, be the pastor. Because they was going on my words and everything. And Buddy Hall said that Brother Smith, who brought the message, said something to the preacher. He told him, he said, you know. He said, I know. He said, I know what you're thinking and what you're going to do. And I understand it. And I will probably do the same thing. He said, but I'm going to give you some advice. And I hope it'll help you. Just remember this. You've seen people saved in the church. You were lost in a preacher. Can you imagine what's going to take place now with you of that preacher? And you're saved. Brother Buddy said, he said, if you ain't never shouted in your life, he said, you'll shout then. But he says, I've never heard a message like this. I preached it, but I've never heard that the way it was all that. I, Father, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus.
thank you for thy precious word, Lord. We thank you, Father, for what you have done. And God, we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to continue doing here at Faith Baptist Church. And Father, we're going to thank you ahead of time for the visitors that we're going to have, Father. Father, I'm looking for some visitors this coming Sunday, Lord, and I just pray, Lord Jesus, that you may just allow them just to come, that they can come in and worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, the ones that may come, Father's not saved, Father, that they will come and they will get saved. And Father, we just want to thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And amen.
You only have one verse for Ken.
367.
You have a Bible?
367.